Our final stop today is Nigeria. It's the birthplace of the popular African jazz funk sound known as Afrobeat. Many artists around the globe have tried their hand at it, but until there's a musician out there who can play Afrobeat better than Nigerians, the country's going to remain the home of Afrobeat. The World's Marco Werman tells us about the newest entry in the Afrobeat CD catalog.
Seyun Kuti is known as the Prince of Afrobeat. That implies that his late father, Fela Kuti, was the king of Afrobeat. And he was. But Seyun is joined by his brother, Femi, who's also something of an Afrobeat prince. And then there are any number of Afrobeat bands in Africa and beyond that are practicing the style and evolving it. But as far as forging a sound that is equal parts Fela and equal parts himself, Seyun Kuti is arguably the prince.
Our ear don't fool for your words. Our stomach still empty.
Rise is the title track from Seyun Kuti's just released second album. The full album title is From Africa with Fury, Rise. And if that doesn't clearly bring home the anger that seems to motivate a lot of the songs on the album, the opening salvo of the song Rise should. Our ear is full with your words, sings Seyun, but our stomachs still empty.
We must rise up, I say.
Decades ago, rising up against the oil companies invested in Nigeria was a theme that occurred periodically in Fela Kuti's music. His son, Seyun, says he feels compelled to talk about those same problems.
It's still the same thing going on in Africa. Yeah, still the same thing my dad was talking about. And things are actually getting worse.
When you see how people live in Lagos, Nigeria's biggest city and where Seyun Kuti makes his home, you can understand that becoming part of a movement for change can't be easy. Commutes to and from work often last longer than most people's hours at work. Electrical blackouts are daily occurrences and slow down everything. And corruption at the highest levels of government seems to have cast the problems Fela Kuti sang about in stone. Seyun Kuti says he knows you can't make people become part of a movement. You can't even make them listen to music about change. But he hopes the messages in his music are making a connection.
I don't want to force people to be inspired. I just want to play my part and hope that my music is good enough to inspire them to want to be that change, you know. I think everybody should live their lives as part of the solution.
Seyun Kuti will be touring the U.S. in July and August, playing music from his new album, From Africa with Fury, Rise. There's more info at theworld.org. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
I say African soldiers, them not the handover. Now I fight them this step to drop the uniform. Go for Agada, so take cover them boot.
Marco took some pretty striking photographs of Seyun Kuti and the band The Egypt 80. We've got that slideshow also at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks. We're back tomorrow.